The Western Huddle for everything AFL, featuring the biggest names in WA and all the breaking news.
Big goal for the West Coast Eagles.
92.9 Triple M Perth.
Another massive week on the Western Huddle. Xavier Ellis, Andrew Embley join me. A big draw on Friday night for Fremantle. Some breaking news around them as well this morning. Let's load into that Friday night footy game. How do we see it unfold there? I reckon a draw was a win for Fremantle in that situation.
Well, Fremantle, I thought in that last quarter, they were absolutely dominating Richmond.
They were dominant in that last quarter.
And they just couldn't convert those inside 50 entries. So as much as in the end, they were probably lucky to get away with a draw, they probably should have put Richmond away a bit earlier. But they missed a few chances, and obviously Richmond blew a couple of late as well. So it was a game on the back of Fife going down, probably in the end. A draw
that's
was
resolved.
Good for
that's
Fremantle.
Resolved that issue a little bit, though.
Yeah,
that's all we talk about over here. What are we going to do with Fife?
And we say we'll find a position for him. But probably, you know, when you have a look at Fremantle this year, they're probably their best games have been, unfortunately, without Fife.
Yeah. No. I think now you go righto. You know what the role is. We're going to play with Brody, Brayshaw, Sarong.
And Sarong, I reckon his second half of the year has been even better. And he's actually had a pretty good season, Sarong.
Yeah. No, I say Andy Brayshaw's kicked well clear, though.
Without doubt.
But that was sort of neck and toe there for a little
neck and toe.
You know, Usain Bolt said neck and neck once. They asked him, I think it was the 200-meter final at Beijing, and they asked him post-race.
That was where he got run over by the...
The scooter guy.
What are they called?
And they asked him, they said, you know, what are your thoughts on the race? And, you know, he said, it was neck and neck. And then the gun went off.
No. Mate, the world championships.
You know what? When you're Usain Bolt, you can say whatever you like.
Well, athletics is at the moment is big in your household.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yep. Yeah, no, Autumn's my daughter. She's at Iona, and it's athletics season.
If I have a daughter, that's who my...
Yeah, it's a beautiful school. I really like it. The girls are...
It's where the nuns are, isn't it?
Well, it's Catholic, so I presume there'd be a few.
And a very, very good bowls club nearby.
Oh, very good, yes.
That's the best bowls club in town.
back there.
How's that not being knocked over?
No,
It's the best view in Western Australia, hands down. And, yes, if I'm those Iona girls, I'm definitely getting in lawn bowls. It's a beautiful spot up there.
And going well in athletics?
Yeah, she's good at sport. She's doing a bit of shot put at the moment. She's strong. She's strong. She told me the other day that she was able to, I think she did a year 7 record with a shot put. So, 12 metres or something like that. So she's up and about.
Good on her.
Let's get back towards the footy. Now, in those situations, Richmond, not long on the clock, as former players yourself, how aware are you of the clock in those closing stages of the game?
Well more aware than Noel Bolter.
I tell you what, I reckon Billy Elliott, to his credit, he was watching Friday night's game and he said, you know what, I'm taking that mark.
I don't know what's left.
Yeah. I don't know what's left, but I'm not doing what those boys did.
Cumberland did, and then, of course, Frederick Smother, I know, look, you go, 2 points. It would have been 0 points. Mm. 2 points still keeps you in touch with the top four.
Yeah.
That Smother, and to be on and that desperate to get his hand on that was spectacular play. A lot of talk about, what was Bolter doing, but not much about what Frederick was doing. That was incredible, that Smother. And to be able to...
It was huge.
Involved in 2 points, go to Fremantle. That could make the difference. In 2015, we made the grand final. We drew with the Gold Coast, up on the Gold Coast. We should have beaten them. We were short favourites. We played like shit all night.
Yep.
Anyway, the 2 points was actually what separated us from the other sides. That had better percentage. We ended up with the home prelim anyway.
Yeah. So Melbourne this week, massive game for Fremantle. And then followed by the Western Bulldogs, who are going to be really hard to beat.
Well, the Doggies are in good touch.
They are, and they're coming. And I think on the back of what the Doggies have sort of done over the last month or so, they'll sneak in. And to play an elimination final against them, Bontempelli's back.
Ooh.
Isn't he just, his body, it's just, he must have been so sore to start the season.
Mm. Well, he had a couple of, and then impact
injuries
and
stuff.
Then
he got sick as well. I think whether he had COVID or he missed a couple of weeks.
Well, they're ranked 18th in defence, the Doggies. So they're a fake team, it sort of appears. They're a fake team. They're ranked 18th in defence.
Yeah. But you know what they do really well is they move the ball quickly and they score. And I know Josh Bruce is, you know,
finding his feet,
into it. He's missed 12 months. But if they can get as much territory as they do, it just gives their forwards every chance.
Well, let's talk about, we've mentioned the Bulldogs. So the layup here is there's word around Rory Lobb.
Yeah, so
and one of the teams that are potentially in the running for Rory Lobb's signature are the Bulldogs.
Yep.
For some reason, like they've got Jamara Darcy Norton.
Yep. Chichimaru was good.
He was fantastic. But the Rory Lobb stuff. Now, I haven't seen this, but Tom Brown has today said that he's asked for a trade.
Yes. Yeah, so reported yesterday that Tom Brown, that he'd spoken to a couple of clubs in Victoria, and he was saying that Rory Lobb has told them and told Fremantle that he wants out at the end of the season.
Well, so he's wanted out more years than he's wanted in the last five.
He's 29 years of age. I thought he was a bit younger than that.
Yeah, 29 years of age, and he's still his season. His highest goals in a season was 29.
He's had a good season. There's no doubt about that. And I think with everything going on, obviously what happened in the off-season last year, trying to get out of the club, couldn't get a trade, still there now, playing good football. It's been a credit to him.
So what do you want back for Rory Lobb? Because Fremantle are essentially not quite in their window yet, because you know you still got growth in Sarong and Brayshaw and Young and those guys. So the window's going to get bigger.
But you
and
know what? They could do what you guys did in 2008 and pinch one. And that's the thing.
But
like,
I mean, we had Franklin kicking 100 and Roughhead kicking 90, so they don't have that. So
we
had an ace up our sleeve.
Tavernier and Lobb, not Buddy yet.
Not Buddy and Roughhead. But I know what you mean. They could pinch it, but. I just feel that their window's certainly going to get bigger and bigger. They've got young draft picks, are still going to keep growing. What do you want back for Rory Lobb?
If I'm asking for a first-round draft pick, or if not, you say, sorry, Rory, you're contracted to our club and you're not going.
Are you going to do that, are you?
Oh, 100%.
I think it should happen more and more.
You can't just let someone go. Like, with where Fremantle are at the moment, and this is what's a bit surprising to me. I understand maybe at the end of last year saying, you know what, I want to go. I want to go to win a premiership somewhere. Probably not in his wildest dreams.
Around his partners in Melbourne too.
Yeah, I get all that. I understand that. But you know what? Like, toughen up.
Oh, yeah, I love that. No, but also, one thing that, and you're a Freo supporter here, 40.
Yep.
Putting Luke Jackson into Rory Lobb's spot. So say Luke Jackson lands at Freo and you lose Rory Lobb. Does that make next year Freo weaker or stronger?
It makes him stronger. Rory Lobb doesn't appear to want to ruck. He wants to stay forward full time.
Right, but right now,
he doesn't
Rory
like
Lobb
switching of roles.
Is a much better forward than Luke Jackson.
Yeah. So I don't think it makes Freo any better.
So what would you do? You'd probably actually have to spend Darcy.
Darcy's taken four marks in 6 weeks or something.
Yeah, but I think.
I don't think he's a forward. I think Darcy's a ruckman, and he needs to get to work as a ruckman. I just feel if you lose Lobb and you replace him with Jackson, I don't think your team
Fremantle's biggest issue for so long now is that connection between mids and forwards and people that kick goals.
It's interesting how it's going to play out. I feel in Fremantle's position, they're they're holding all the cards.
Yeah.
They've got young draft picks. They've got young kids. They've got a trade asset that they can use, and they've got a young star who wants to come.
And if they can't get a good trade for Rory Lobb, and then, as you said,
but they might need to use a Rory Lobb to get Jackson.
To get Jackson over.
Rory Lobb's also under an injury crowd coming into this week, so Peter Bell spoke on his condition this morning.
He'll get through main training, and we're quite confident that he'll be available as well for Friday night.
If you're a player at Fremantle and you think he's leaving, and there's a lot of word around the change, do you even want him in your side?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Everyone knew Franklin was leaving. Yeah. I think Richmond might. Yeah, everyone knew he was leaving, but everyone thought he was going to Sydney.
Where?
Nah, Swans. I think a lot of people thought Swans.
Well, he was the Swans.
Giants.
There was a lot of speculation in 2007 that Judd was out. In fact, Juddy actually said to the club, from the beginning,
this might be my last year.
Don't really trade. Don't get me, because there's every chance I'm going to go back. Mm. And then when they offered him the captaincy at the start of 2006, he reluctantly said, listen, no.
When did he take that?
He took it at the start of 2006.
Yeah, so right. not at the end of 2005.
No, the start of 2006.
So January or something.
Yeah, so Cuzzy went for a swim in the river. And so he had to give up the captain.
What was that?
He was
out at Raffles?
He was in his car and he was driving, and there was a booze bar up ahead. So he sort of got out and decided to swim across the river.
So can you tell us about, so you turn up to training the next morning.
Monday morning, we come in and say, has anyone heard about what happened to Cousin the weekend?
Had you heard that?
No, we actually hadn't heard. And so the police are chasing him. So where was he? He said, he was doing backstroke across the Swan River. So that didn't really go down too well. He walked in and said, probably have to give up the captaincy, you reckon, fellas? I said, okay. So they gave it to say Juddy. And obviously,
did everyone else sink in their chair when the captaincy was up?
We're sitting there. We're going, we've got Andrew Embley, we've got Daniel Kerr and Chris Judd. So
Chicky,
it was sort of, It wasn't like, Embers, do you want to take it? Or Curry, should you take it?
It's Juddy.
It's yours. Yeah. And Juddy actually said, he said, listen, I don't want to take it.
Yeah.
Because
and Embers, I'll have it.
You're not actually up for it.
We're not offering it to you, Embers. All right, we'll give it to Ben Sharp before we get to you.
Ben Sharp, another one in behind bars.
Yes. He's out now.
Oh, he's out. Yeah. Oh, I used to play in Sharpie in under 18s. Yeah. He was, I think, at Oakley. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But and Judd said, listen, there's every chance they won't be here next year.
Right.
And they said, it's bad luck. You've got your captain.
And then he's standing there with the Premiership cup, stiff as a board.
With one arm, was just sore. And they said, oh, you could have showed a bit of emotion. Yeah. He goes, I couldn't lift my bloody arm.
Because he went that hard, his arm nearly fell off. That's why his arm had freed right up from the backstroke. West Coast have got they've got a game this week too, but they suck.
Well, I just want to look at Tim Kelly though, his performance against St Kilda. Is that the most disappointing performance you've seen from an Eagle of all time?
Well, Simo didn't give him an out either. He was asked in the post game, he was obviously carrying injuries, and he said nah, he was fine to play. He played 85% game time. Windhagen just got in his head, and when he was in his head, we worked harder than him. Tim Kelly's not one of those players. So you look at like a Sam Walsh, for example, at Carlton, who, if he's tagged, Sam Walsh goes, righto, in my kit bag, I have running.
Mm.
And for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to run my bloke into the ground, and if he can hang on, then we're in a bit of trouble. Andrew Gaff, for example, at West Coast, used to do the same. He used to go, righto, I need to get the work running, and I think I've got the running capability to beat this bloke.
Yep.
Tim Kelly simply doesn't have that, and when he didn't have it, he just put the ball back in his bag and threw the bike in the bush and went home.
Watching it live, you two from the Triple M commentary box, could you see exactly what was going on, and could you see his game diminish?
So he got the cork, right? And this is no excuse, but he got a cork the week before.
Last week,
right?
Yeah.
And so all week, right, he wouldn't have done any training, just get lots of rehab in his mind, like not 100% convinced he was going to probably play or be
at his best.
It
seems like he needs to be one of those players that needs to be at 100% too.
That's right. And so he goes out there, and then soon as Winterhagen goes to him, I reckon with all the doubt that he had around, he goes, oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
And that was the end.
And I reckon too, the young fella's game got turned up a notch or two as the game got further and further. And he realised he had him beat, one possession at quarter time.
Go and get the footy.
One at half time. Then he went and got the footy. But then he also stuck to his task even harder. You know when you go, it's Luke Shuey. Luke Shuey in the end of the day goes, right, I had 19 disposals. He only had three at half time. But he found something to get going.
Yeah.
Whereas Winterhagen goes, no. But you're not finding it. Then he got tighter and tighter and tighter.
And you know what he did? So when Kelly went to half forward, they just said, you know what, no, you go and stay on ball. And he went from, doing a job on Kelly to saying, okay, well, I'll just go and match up on Luke Shuey or Jai Cully and play the same kind of role on him. So
he was
very selfless.
Just before we, because it was a fantastic game and probably
got coaches' votes too.
Yeah, and should have got Windhager had 23 disposals to Kelly's 4. But doesn't get Nab Rising Star because Jamara kicked 5 in a big game. But that was an outstanding performance. But also,
you did the coaches' votes on the weekend.
The Triple M box.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. Couldn't squeeze Tom Barras in.
Well, he was 4th. If I was giving out 4 votes, he was in. But unfortunately, I went with Dan Butler, kicked 5.
Yeah.
Brad Crouch had 10 clearances, 10 tackles and 30. And Jack Steele had 40 disposals in a win.
Yeah.
In a win. And, I mean, how many goals did Tommy Barras let through?
Not many. He was very good.
Well, the slip at the end. In all fairness, he has been unbelievable last fortnight. When Jerry McGovern was at his prime, I know intercept mark playing a little bit, Barras has been equally as good as that in the last 2 weeks.
I said a few years ago, and I reckon maybe clubs over in the East, whether they knew they couldn't get him or they underestimated how good he was.
Barras.
But around 2018, 27, 2018,
they tried to get him last year.
They should have thrown the kitchen sink at this
kid. A couple of teams have.
And I'm talking about, like 5 years, 800 plus. This is going back 3 years ago.
No. He's a Jeremy McGovern.
Key defenders are worth their weight in gold, I'm telling you.
And he's a Jeremy McGovern, but Jeremy McGovern's got that role.
Yeah.
So Barras does a different role. And as we've seen the last couple of weeks, can do find the footy as well.
Righto. Friday night, retro round. Triple M's got the call. We're presenting the game as well. Fremantle take on Melbourne. It's 5th versus 2nd. Who wins?
Melbourne win.
Really?
Yep.
Gee. X?
I used a hater of Freo.
Yeah.
Melbourne win.
Oh. All right, Sunday, let's go over to Metricon. You got the Suns versus West Coast.
Who's I like the Suns, there? Mate. I'm a big Suns man. I think the Suns just outrun them. I think they're too fit for West Coast, and they'll beat them.
Embers?
What was that last question?
Yeah, it's Suns versus, Suns versus West Coast.
Suns, just say Suns.
And does Tim Kelly play?
If he's fit, yes.
Yeah.
Not dropped?
No, of course not. No. He's been good.
The Dockers are roaring back into this one.
That's all from the Western Huddle this week. Listen Tuesday next week for your dose of everything AFL. 92.9 Triple M, Perth.